got a good mice in greenhouse story.
A what?
A mice in greenhouse story.
A moth?
Mice.
Mice in a greenhouse.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. I don't know how we've arrived at this. And what is it in connection with?
It's a How Mad Your Father.
Oh, right, How Mad Is Your Father? Another How Mad Is Your Father call. Anyone who's got a greenhouse and a whole CD collection and stand inside it, there's another thing we haven't done. So off you go, Bevan.
Okay, well, my dad was a really keen gardener,
mm-hmm.
and he had this huge greenhouse.
Uh-huh.
And it got invaded by a family of mice, and they started nesting under the floor uh-huh. and digging loads of tunnels and everything. And they just bred and bred, and he had hundreds of the things in the greenhouse, and they kept eating all his seeds and all his seedlings and plants.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting really, really hacked off with them, but he was a veterinary scientist, and he was, like, desperate not to do anything to hurt the mice.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't catch them, and in the end he decided that the best thing to do was to get his hose pipe and stick it in one end of the greenhouse in these tunnels and flood them out so they just were, you know, washed out.
He's been watching Five All Goes West. They don't really run down with, like, an Indiana Jones ball of water coming behind them, but so he's
so anyway, he shut his hose
tunnel.
Down,
yeah.
and then, like, all, you know, turn that water on. And, like, out the other end, all these, like, mice are pouring out the other end, and then all these tiny little bedraggled ones are coming out, and the baby ones are coming out. And he felt so bad that he just gathered them all up, ran back into the house, and we had to spend all afternoon and evening with them in the airing cupboard and, like, with the hairdryer on them, drying them out. And with, like, you know, little spoonfuls of milk trying to get them, you know, eating in a
Why did
again.
He let them be where they were, then? He was a veterinary person himself.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, you see, I mean, most vets are cold-hearted, and they just, you know, put down things like that. How many mice do you think that you saved?
Oh, a good sort of 20-odd.
Fantastic. And then the old man was prone to things like this, was he?
Yeah, he used to bring all sorts of things home. Voles, he brought a peacock home once,
rocking
foxes,
out.
Ducks.
You see, that's an exotic upbringing you've had. But the idea of the nutty part of this is the hose into the holes part of it. That's just a wonderful thing to do. If you'd hung around long enough, all kinds of animals would have come out the other end. You know that, don't
you? Yeah, no bears, though, obviously.
Exactly. You'd have been in a cartoon, you'd have heard, ow, and then would have been Bruin standing there, sopping wet and with a terrible look on his face.